talking about the Esplanade community here with Solomon. Solomon is he's a member of the Esplanade community group, and he's going to be talking to us about his neighborhood. We're right here in the neighborhood right now, this afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, and Solomon has lived here for quite a while, and he's going to tell us about his neighborhood before he tells us about his community group and his campaigns. Solomon, go ahead.
Hi. Well, Esplanade, I've been here for about 15 to 16 years. It's a neighborhood that is a mixed-income neighborhood. You have condos, you have co-ops, and you have city housing. So you get a wide variety of people down here, but Esplanade still does have its problems, especially through some of the city housing. We've talked to people that have problems with their maintenance, as well as like we have problems with the youth and as police brutality goes and lack of programs for our kids.
So tell me something about how the Esplanade Community Group came about being, and what is it?
Well, Esplanade Community Group is a grassroots organization which started with no more than three friends that got together and decided that something needed to be done in order to invoke change within our neighborhood, right? So we came up with a brief point program which includes housing, which includes youth programs, as well as issues around police brutality and whatever issues the community brings to us. So we're more like an advocate for the neighborhood, and whatever issues that they have, we're working on a way to deal with their issues personally.
So the Esplanade Community Group just had a recent, a meeting about police brutality, I think just last week. And can you tell us about how that went?
It was probably one of our more, it was our fifth event. It was one of our more successful events. We had an outcome of, we had about 50 or 60 people come out. It was great. We had great discussion. We had youth come out as well as adults. So we branched off into two groups where we had the youth kind of talk to us about some of the issues that they're facing. One of the more shocking things is you'll find kids that are maybe 9, 10 years old that tell you that they've experienced police brutality firsthand, either physically or verbal. We had kids that were made fun of on a racial basis by the cops, as well as we've had kids that were beat up. We actually had two incidences where we had two youth come out that were, one of them spoke at our event, and he in detail explained how the events went down. We had a kid that was choked out by the cops, and so we put it out there. Our event went well. We had Kathy Crow come out. We were endorsed by the TYNDP, which is the Young Toronto New Democratic Party. So it was very successful, and we've been getting a lot more support from the parents, which is a necessity at this point, because it's a community run thing. When people think about police brutality, they think it's something that only affects youth and hooligans and hoodlums. When we've had parents who also spoke about being targeted while they're driving, pulled over for no reason. And so what we're trying to do is find a solution between the youth and the adults in the neighborhood, and kind of have a partnership with the adults where they watch the youth's backs. If you see a kid get pulled over, you take the time, spend maybe 15 minutes to make sure that the kid is not being beat up or brutalized.
So tell me something about how you came about coming up with these types of meetings, and you know, you say you want to come up with solutions and bring the community together. What inspired you, as you're a pretty young guy, to come up with, you know, these types of strategy, really? What inspired you to do this?
Well, we did a lot of research. We looked at some of the other organizations that started out from more or less nothing with very low funding. One of them was the Black Panther organization. We kind of studied where they went wrong and some of the things that we could take from them. So I'd say we're probably most heavily modeled by the Black Panthers. And yeah, it was we've learned a lot of things, like, because all of our events are run through word of mouth, and like the benefit we have is that most of us have grown up in this neighborhood, right? So we've been able to pass the word on through word of mouth. We have connections. We've seen people that have watched us grow up since we were in elementary school and whatnot. So, and it's also the backing that we do through solidarity that's also helped our work, right? We've worked with OCAP, some of the unions, and they've given us financial backing and just support. They've come out to our events and come strong.
So now you're forging connections in your own community. You know this community well because you grew up here, and you're forging connections with unions, with workers. And I'm wondering, are you also thinking about maybe branching out to other neighborhoods? And do other neighborhoods have similar organizations like yours? Do you know that you know of?
As of now, we're one of our hopes is to eventually get out to other neighborhoods. We're trying to start a chapter out in PO or Scanning Court area, the Queen Alexandra neighborhood. But as of now, like we are we're spread very thin. So our work, as of now, we're trying to focus and set the Esplanade up. And then after the Esplanade has been set up and is completely functional, then we will move on to other neighborhoods and spread the message. And if people are interested, this is a movement that will hopefully be started by the people. If the people don't want it, then it will not grow, right?
A lot of our listeners are mostly from downtown Toronto, and we're at Ryerson University, so we have a lot of younger listeners. What are the ages of the people who are involved in your group right now?
We're about, I'd say, between 20 and 24. So we're a relatively young group, and a lot of us are, this is our future work. Most of us are in either politics. I'm personally a Ryerson student as of now, taking poli-sci, so it's more or less, it's a way to make my theoretical studies at school practical, right? A lot of schools teach you about a lot of philosophy or politics teach you about what's a good society, right? And I believe a good society will come from a collection of people that decide on certain things, and it will come about democratically.
And can you just tell us about more of the activities that you're doing and what folks are saying concern the most?
Well, as of now, we have problems with affordable programs for the youth. So one thing we've been doing is we've had movie nights. They're kind of political education nights. We've shown movies like The Panther, Bloods and Crips. We've had excerpts from Michael Moore movies, as well as some other cop watch programs that are going down in the States. There's one out in Cincinnati, I believe. And as of now, we're working towards having these kids be able to have accessible programs, which A, keep them off the streets, and will in turn educate them with the politics that do involve them around the world, and have them understand how that affects them and how these problems are pre-existing problems.
You were talking about community center, your local community center, and programs.
Well, the local community center we had, as I grew up in this neighborhood, so when we grew up, we had an abundance of programs. We had dance, we had woodworking, we had boys club, girls club. So, and as of now, like they still offer some programs. The programs have been cut, and have. The costs are through the roof. Right now, you're paying maybe $150 to get your son or your daughter into a music program, or you're paying $200 for karate. And all these things were free a couple years ago, as when I grew up. So we're trying to find a way to get this community center a little more involved, and subsidies. Subsidies are very important because the Esplanade is a single mother neighborhood, which puts a strain on mothers in the neighborhood and single parents.
Solomon, are you planning with the Esplanade Community Group any future campaigns?
Well, as of now, we're focusing on the few campaigns that we do have. We have the police brutality. We're doing a lot of work. Well, we did a lot of work alongside Kathy Crow and the recent by-election that just went by in February. As far as new campaigns, one thing that we are pushing for is to start up another chapter, like I said earlier, over in PO, more formally known as Alexandra. So as of now, we kind of have our hands full. We're following up. We're trying to, one thing that we do try to keep in mind is have the community guide us, and not necessarily us guide the community. We're an outlet for the community.
So Solomon, just to end this interview, what's your message to other young people who live out in areas in Toronto that are a lot more challenged even than the Esplanade?
Some of my advice would be to if you're concerned about the issues within your neighborhood, I guarantee you there's other people. Branch out to those other people, as well as continue to politically educate yourselves. learn about your system in order to fight it, right? So I would say branch out to other organizations. Another good outlet, I would say, is the TYNDP. If you can get in touch with, you can get in touch with them through the Esplanade Community Group or the TYNDP Facebook group. So, yeah, if you can get in touch with these groups, they will be more than happy to help you out in starting something of your own. If you would like, you can come out to some of our meetings and our events. They're posted on the Esplanade Community Group. We'd love to see some new faces, get some ideas out, and we'd love to help you out with your own struggles within your own neighborhoods.